Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Last night, New York Yankee superstar Aaron Judge achieved something which hasn't been done in baseball in 61 years. With the game tied in the top of the seventh inning and facing a full count of three balls and two strikes, Aaron took a big swing an inch closer to making baseball history.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya! He's done it! Number 61! He's been chasing history, and now he makes it! He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history!
Can't you just feel that? The 30-year-old slugger from San Joaquin County has been chasing baseball history this season by crushing home runs at a remarkable pace, tying an American League record set by another Yankee more than six decades ago and hitting the most home runs in a season since 2001. But Aaron's pursuit of baseball glory began in his hometown of Linden, a small community just east of Stockton. Craig Anderson is a writer and covered high school sports for the Linden Herald for 25 years, including when Aaron was a three-sport star at Linden High, and he joins us now. Welcome to Insight, Craig. Thanks for making the trip.
It's great to be here.
You know, I can't tell you, really, our conversation now, the timing of it is kind of like kismet, given last night's game, and I couldn't help but see you smile when kind of replaying that moment in history that was made last night. How did it make you feel?
Relief, for one thing, because the pressure has been on for quite a while, really ever since he was a rookie and set the rookie home run record. And so this was great, kind of take the burden off of his shoulders. But Aaron's always been a guy who could handle that sort of thing. He had the right attitude. He had the knowledge to know what he was doing. And I don't think anything really bothered him. He was kind of frustrated when he got injured a few times, but you know, he knew he was coming back, and he's always been a really level-headed guy, as far as I know.
You've really been able to follow his trajectory from, you know, a high school athlete to what he's accomplishing now. When you covered him as a kid from a small Central Valley farming town, were there any hints that one day you would be taking this in on a Wednesday night?
I think so, because he was like, in all of the sports that he did, the nice thing about what it was that he did was he understood the sport. He understood the nuances. He understood the details of football, basketball, baseball. And so he was such a student of every game that he did. I thought that if he ever made it to the majors, he'd be okay, because he was a student of the game, whatever game it was he was playing. And as a track coach there for 31 years, I kept begging Robert Ammerman, his baseball coach, let me just have him for a couple of days, you know, long jump, triple jump. He's fantastic. He's big. He's strong. He's got hops, you know. And RA would always say, no, sorry, he'd get injured. I said, oh, okay, sliding into home plate head first, that's
right.
Not going to get him injured. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
So we had a friendly argument about that for 4 years.
Well, given that he grew up in Linden and you were a sports coach as well, I mean, that's a small town, roughly 2,000 people in San Joaquin County. Just paint a picture for us, for those of us who haven't made the trip.
Linden, to me, has always been the epitome of small-town high school sports. When I go to cover the football games and or coach soccer, which I did for a few years, as well as track, when you show up at Lions Stadium, you walk into one end of it, and up above as the sun's going down, there's a sunset up in the sky. The fans are there. The grass is green. It's high school football, high school soccer, whatever it is, sport in the gym. At its best, it's like Friday Night Lights without all the angst, I think. So that, to me, it's the epitome of small-town football, basketball, track and field, you know, baseball, whatever sport. And I really found that to be intriguing and kind of a wonderful feeling to be in that environment for so long.
I can only imagine the amount of celebration and support that the Linden community has had for Aaron Judge, not only, you know, last night, but for his entire career, you know, in Major League Baseball.
Sure. Everybody, there would be buses when you play the A's, you know, a bunch of buses, whoop, off they go to the games. And I've said in various venues around the country and around the state, you know, where are you from? I'm from Linden. Oh, wait, Aaron Judge is from Linden. It's like, well, yeah, he is, you know. It's not surprising, though. He's the natural of baseball of today,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And understandably, a lot of pride. You got to know him as a person, I guess, outside of the field. What stood out to you about him? Who was he?
First of all, he's very intelligent. He's very knowledgeable about his place in life and in sport. I don't think anything really overwhelms him that much because the Yankees did a good thing. They kept him in the minor leagues for a couple of years. So he went to all these odd places on the East Coast and Nova Scotia and, you know, places like that. So he learned what the game was all about at that level. And so when he was ready, they brought him up. And I think that was very smart on their part. It helped him. It helped the team. And he met a lot of his future teammates down there in the minors as well. But because he knows the game that he plays so well, I don't think anything surprises him. Mm. He's very, very level-headed and calm. And I call him the equivalent of the Linden's Fred Biletnikoff in football, because Freddie was a great receiver for the Oakland Raiders back in the day, Hall of Famer and all that. But he wouldn't just run patterns of football. He'd put little things into the pattern that would completely freak out the defensive backs.
You know? Yeah.
And he would more often than not be all alone running down the field because of that. So I think he's doing the same thing in baseball.
You know, given that he started in the minor leagues, but he also, I believe, had an opportunity to go to the Oakland A's out of high school, he chose to go to Fresno State instead. I mean, to me, that kind of exemplifies a sort of like humility. I mean, I guess, how do you think that shaped, you know, the way he plays the game? And if he comes back home, you know, to Linden, I don't know if he does, you know, kind of like how he supports the town where he grew up in.
He has gotten great support from the town, but he also started a foundation for helping kids in Linden and in the Linden area. He told me he just wanted to go to college. I thought that'd be a great thing to do, besides which Fresno State is a powerhouse in collegiate baseball. And I think I can't remember if they, when he was there, just before he got there, they had won the collegiate championship. So he wanted to go to a powerhouse program where he could learn about the big aspects of baseball, which he did. And I think that really helped him when he went into the minors. So he plans things out. He knows what he's doing. He's not some country hick, that's for sure. Although everybody that I told I was going to be on this program today, they said, make sure he's from Linden. Not Northern California, not Sacramento.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
from Linden. I said, don't worry. I'll make sure that everybody knows he's from Linden.
Linden, Linden, Linden. Linden.
And he does come back. And he came back for his induction into the Linden Athletic Hall of Fame, which is a great event. And we were able to talk backstage before he went out and gave his speech. Myself, him, and a couple other guys. A couple of his pals from Linden and stuff. And we were just laughing and having a great time. It was fun talking to him because he's just the same guy.
Yeah,
that he's always been.
And I completely understand Linden making sure to claim him and all the pride that goes with that.
Yeah.
I also, it struck me these parallels that kind of happened because, I mean, there's three Yankees total. I mean, Aaron passed Yankee legend Babe Ruth to get to 61 home runs, currently tied with Roger Maris, who is also a Yankee, now at 61. But Roger Maris hit his 61st home run on October 1st, 1961.
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost, you know, exactly to the day 61 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of 61s here. Not that it was planned, but it was just something that struck me.
It's strange how that works out. One thing I know that I remember Roger Maris is being old enough to follow that back in the day, and he was like a nervous wreck by the time he finally hit that 61st. His hair was falling out, and he had a nervous stomach, and he was throwing up before games and all this. And everybody said, well, it would have been better maybe if Mickey Mantle had done this because he was more used to all this pressure and Roger Maris wasn't. But seemingly, none of that has affected Aaron. He's just going out there and having fun playing baseball no matter what the pressure, no matter what the situation. And people may forget, he is a great defensive player. You know, very few balls get past that guy in center field. Now he's playing in center. And I think that should be noted, too. He is not – He is a true Triple Crown kind of a guy, not only in the things that established the Triple Crown, but also the nuances of defense. He knows how to position himself in the field and play good defense. So he is truly an all-around guy, as far as I'm concerned.
And I believe when he hit that home run last night, you know, rounding the bases, he pointed at his parent, his mother, I believe. And, you know, Patty and Wayne, they adopted Aaron
right.
the day he was born in April of 1992. And last night he said, I would be nothing without my family. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of love and guidance that he recognizes and shaped, you know, the person and not only the player, but the person that he is today.
Oh, I agree. And as an adoptive parent myself, one of my sons is adopted. I fully identify with his situation because it's never, oh, you're an adopted guy. No, no, it's you're my child, and that's it. And you support him 100%. And Wayne and Patty are just the greatest parents. You know, Wayne is always, every time I see him, he'd make a joke or do something. He coached basketball at Linden for a couple of years, and he's a great guy, and so is she. They're just great mm-hmm. parents, and his brother's great, too. So he came from a solid family, and that's probably helped him endure all this stuff that's going on in New York in sports.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to hit at least one more to break the home run record?
I think he's got, like, what, seven games
yeah.
left, something like that? Yeah, he'll break it.
And I would imagine there'll be a pretty good celebration, too,
oh,
as well.
Oh, yeah. If they keep pitching to him. Now, you could get some nasty managers. Don't pitch that guy. Let's walk him four times.
Oh.
Well, come on, you know. Throw one over the plate. Let's see what he can do. You know, so, and it seems like they're always playing the Red Sox now, too. Every game is a Red Sox game. So, you know, that's a good clash on the diamond.
I have two friends that are rivals, Yankees and Sox. So I hear about that a good amount. Craig, thank you so much for joining us and giving us just more light into who Aaron Judge is.
He's a fun guy. He's funny. He's intelligent. And he's a heck of a baseball player.
That's for sure. Craig Anderson is a writer and former sports reporter for the Linden Herald, discussing Aaron Judge and what his historic season means for his hometown of Linden in the Central Valley. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.